Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where we can bring our hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. Have you ever struggled with the all or nothing mentality where you're just 100% in, perfect choices one day, and then totally off the rails the next? Do you struggle to even know which foods are clean or healthy? And it stresses you out to know that you could be doing it all wrong. In today's episode, we're getting insight from Jesus himself. I think you'll find his view one that you can take and run with for decades to come. Let's get into it. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience. 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. Tell me if this describes you. You have an ideal schedule of how you would like your time to be used, but other things derail that schedule, whether that's distractions or your kids or cleaning, laundry, other engagements, all of those things tend to throw you off. You recognize that if you don't get organized and get intentional, that the time you have with your kids or upkeeping your home or even your own health are going to suffer as a result. You have a general idea of what you want your health to look like. You know what you would like to feel like. You know what you would like to look like, but you haven't fully implemented the habits or been able to do so consistently. You feel busy, you feel spread thin, and it's just really hard and daunting to try and make it all happen, let alone consistently. If you found yourself resonating with what I just shared, you're gonna wanna pause this and head over to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional to put your name on the waitlist for the Intentional Healthy Woman experience. In this 12-week process, you will go through 2 different courses, one from my good friend Sasha, who is a boss at intentionality and time management, and then also from me, the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. We're putting together this experience for the price of one of these courses. Yes, the price of one. And the cart doesn't open until later this month, so you'll want to be on the list to find out as soon as it opens so you can jump in and snag your spot. Again, just go to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional or use the show notes. I hope to see you in there. Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of the body. In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. That's from Mark 7:18b-19 and 20b-23. So let's unpack that just a bit. And yes, Jesus did declare all foods clean. However, this kind of cleanliness is referring to a religious standard. If you're familiar with Jewish law, there are certain foods that are deemed unclean. You can review this in Leviticus 11 or Listen to my breakdown of it as it relates to reading food labels in episode 13. This is not referring to clean eating with regard to health, as we usually understand the phrase. Rather, Jesus was responding to the Pharisees' critique of his disciples eating with unclean or defiled hands. The Pharisees were the top religious leaders who were firmly committed to upholding the law. They proudly paraded around, demonstrating their adherence to the law, and would call out others when they saw that they were not following the law correctly. The thing is, there was the law, and then there was the tradition and rules around the law. To ensure no one could even get close to breaking the law, they had numerous traditions that often missed the whole point and intention behind the law itself. This is what Jesus is pointing out. And I think it's easy for me to hear that and think, yeah, don't these guys get it? It's about the heart. You can't just get unclean because your hands are dirty. It's what's inside of you that matters. And yet, this is what so many of us do when we make healthy eating a religious, rigid, all or nothing dynamic. We must learn to understand the true purpose and intention behind clean eating, which from Mark 7, we see it comes from the heart. If we make clean eating and making healthy choices rigid and religious, like the Pharisees, we miss the incredible opportunity to join our heart with God's and make choices from a healthy heart, spiritually speaking, right? Our heart is healthy and in a place where we're connected with the Lord, not necessarily from a physical healthy heart, but amen to a physically healthy heart as well. Because it's very different to choose to eat quote unquote clean because you don't want to eat the bad foods so that you don't get fat or so that you can drop weight quickly or follow the diet perfectly than it is to choose to eat clean because you want to steward the body that God has given you, than it is to make clean choices because you believe that you are loved by God and that you have a calling that you want to have the energy and vitality for physically. So friend, if you're listening today and you're struggling to make healthy choices because it just feels too rigid or religious, or you're concerned that, oh yeah, but if I start eating healthy, then I can't eat anything else, and then I have to do this, and da da da, and you're already thinking through those traditions and those rules and those laws around healthy eating, then it might actually be because it is too rigid. It is all or nothing. It is being religious like the Pharisees. And if that's the case, if that's how you feel when you consider implementing healthy habits, I invite you to take this to Jesus. Take your past dieting attempts. Take your past notions of understanding what it is to eat healthy or to eat clean or to try to lose weight, all those different things. Bring it to the feet of Jesus. Bring it to him in your quiet time and really allow your eating choices to be something that comes from your heart, that you begin with that connection to the Lord and a deeper meaning behind why you're trying to make certain health choices. And maybe you have some, you know, you need to spend time praying about it. Maybe you have lies about what healthy eating has to look like that you need to tear down. Again, you've got some traditions that are missing the point. Maybe you believe that healthy eating is just for the sake of losing weight. And you, even though logically you can say, yeah, I know that healthy eating is good for my body, but you haven't really drawn the connections to healthy eating is actually stewarding my body. When I give my body what it needs, I'm actually aligning myself with God's design. And you've got these other lies that say that healthy eating is just about looking a certain way or fitting into a certain size or having a certain number on the scale, or it's about doing things good or bad. And you've got some other weird, you know, things to work through in that regard. And the Holy Spirit's faithful. He'll reveal that to you because maybe you also have some soul searching to do and come up with a vision for your life and your health that truly reflects God's heart, that feels meaningful to you. You know, when I'm talking about being vision driven, I really see that vision being something that's so compelling and meaningful to you that it does drive you. We're not going to be driven by a vision that doesn't mean much to us, that doesn't create an emotional response from us. And so, you know, that's the opportunity you have to spend time with the Lord is allowing that deeper, meaningful vision to arise. And maybe it's both. Maybe you need to address the lies and then also take up that meaningful vision. Whatever it is, I trust the Holy Spirit will lead you as you open your heart to Him. So friend, I bless you with God's grace for every health choice you've ever made and will make. And I pray that you will be filled with excitement to experience God, in this new and tangible way. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcast and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.